If you have your Bibles this morning, you can turn to Deuteronomy 31. I'm going to read as well a proverb for us that will sort of set the tone for this morning's message. Wisdom's word. Proverbs 27 and verse 1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. How true that is, right? We have no idea what even the remainder of this day would hold for us. The unknown of any given day. We can have our own thoughts as far as how we want the day to go. We can have our plan of how we envision the day going. But in reality, we have no idea, and we know that full well. Because so many of us understand we've had our thoughts, we've made our plan, and everything just sort of fell apart. Because there was this that I never expected or planned for. There was that that all of a sudden came up. And now all of a sudden we have a day that looked nothing like the day that we envisioned, the day that we planned for. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. That's true. The unknown of any given day. How much more so it's true then, the unknown of a new year. We are the fifth day of this year, 2020. 361 more days to go. We don't know. We have no idea how exciting, how wonderful this year could be for us. Some of us that are a little bit more pessimistic in nature really have a hard time envisioning, wondering how wonderful. Listen, this could be the year that your lifelong dream is fulfilled. It's true. You have no idea. You have no idea what might happen, what might unfold, the exciting, the wonderful things that could transpire in the 361 days that remain. It is also true. We have no idea how difficult these days that lie ahead, the year that lies ahead, could be for us. Some of us remember, maybe even from 2019, we maybe sat in a service like this first Sunday of a new year, and we were excited and we were looking forward. It's a new year, it's a fresh start, and we had no idea that Dad was going to be diagnosed with cancer come the spring. We had no idea our finances were going to take a nosedive. We had no idea we were going to lose the job. We had no idea the health struggle that we were going to face and have to deal with. We had no idea the turmoil that was going to come up in our family and our marriage with our kids. We had no idea. We sat at the beginning of a new year and we were excited and we were thrilled and we didn't quite understand. We had no way of knowing the difficulties that were going to come. We don't know, do we? The blessing, the increase, the unexpected good. A Michigan woman won $1 million lottery prize on January 2nd. Right up, well, I'm not going to tell you where, because you ought not to be buying lottery tickets. So I don't care how close it was. On December 31st, staying up to watch the ball drop and 10, 9, and I imagine no idea that within 2 days she was going to be $1 million richer. We don't know. The blessing, the increase, we don't know the loss. We don't know how tragic the year might become. You've been following the news, I'm sure. You need to be praying. We as a church need to be praying. A junior right from our high school that on New Year's Eve caught in a wave that crashed over the pier that she was on, and to my understanding, still to this point, not yet found. Family grieving, friends grieving. we need to be praying. We have no idea, no idea that for this family, going to be grieving in all likelihood at this point, burying their daughter within the first week of a new year. How thrilling the thought, how intimidating the thought of the unknown. 2020, 361 days that lie before us still. How thrilling to think of, how good, how intimidating to think, oh no, what might those days hold for us? In Deuteronomy 31, the children of Israel were about to step into the unknown. It's not a new year for them, at least that we, as we would know it. It's instead beginning to take possession of the promised land. It's in a lot of ways a brand new beginning for them. So as we track their story, this is after their deliverance from Egypt, and this is even after their failure, where they had come to the promised land and 12 spies sent in, 10 with the bad report and 2 only with the good, and the people following the bad report, and we can't take the land, and God saying, none from this generation will see it then. Instead, 40 years of wilderness wandering. This is after that. This is after the 40 years. So here they are. This is for real. It's go time. They are about to step into the unknown that is taking possession of the land that God promised them and becoming a nation for real, in a sense. They are a group of people, no doubt about it, millions strong. But to this point, they do not have a land of their own. They're about to get it, though. As they prepare to step into the unknown, listen, make no mistake, the report's still the same. There's still giants in the land. There's still walled cities that are there to not just lay down and say, hey, Israel, come on in and take possession. There's difficulty. There's much to be intimidated about the unknown that they're going to step into. There's much to be excited about, thrilled about in relation to the unknown that they're about to step into. It was God's word for Israel then. And listen to me, New Life, I truly, sincerely believe it is the word of the Lord for us today. I don't say this flippantly. I don't say this casually. Hear me this morning. I believe this is a word from the Lord for us today. I would tell you that I had other plans for this morning. This is earlier in the week. This is not this morning that all of a sudden this is all downloaded. That happens for sure. It's not how it happened. I had a plan. We're going to get to it next week. You're going to be excited about it, I believe. It's going to be good for us, I believe. That will be a series to sort of start out this new year and some things to consider. But in thinking of that, in preparing and planning for that, and then all of a sudden reading this, I just sense that this was a word from the Lord for us. And initially, I'm going to be honest, initially I tried to find a way, how can I incorporate it? And I'm going to be honest, I believe that it would incorporate well into what will begin next week, but then again, just beginning to think about it and process it more, no, just we're going to just separate this, and I share it with you today as a word from the Lord. It's going to come by way of a message. I've even done real good because I have exactly 3 points, and every good pastor has 3 points. Every good sermon. So it's going to come across as a sermon, as a message. But I want to set this scene for you, because many of us are familiar with this, where normally we experience a prophetic word from the Lord or a message by way of the Spirit and the language that the Spirit would give to us. I want you to imagine just we're in the middle of worship. The music fades and quiets down, and there's a sense we don't move from this place because the Lord has something for us. You know this. You've experienced this. So the music dies down, but we're not moving. We're not going to the next song. We're not moving to the prayer time. We're waiting because the atmosphere is pregnant with the Spirit of God, and we sense that the Lord has a word for us. And we typically hear it this way. The Lord says, "Thus saith the Lord." And all of us tune in to that person that God has gifted in that moment, in that Sunday service or whatever time frame, with a very specific message for his people in that church family. What you're going to hear this morning is a sermon, but I want to set a different atmosphere that is that. So hear me this morning. I'm even going to say it this way. Thus saith the Lord. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Thus saith the Lord. Don't be afraid. Don't be terrified. The New Living says it this way, don't panic. The Message says, don't be intimidated. It's a new year. It's the unknown that stretches before us. And this is not meant to be doom and gloom. Oh no, what's going to happen? The Lord has a message for us today. Don't be afraid. Don't be terrified. What in the world does he have in store for it? This is not doom and gloom like that. This is just the reality of how life works. When life throws unexpected things in our pathway, when the rumors begin to swirl about the jobs that are going to be diminished and your job may be gone, when all of a sudden the bills begin to pour in and I don't know that I have the money for that, when we read in the headlines that a general has been killed in Baghdad and now the Middle East is all over again about to erupt and America right in the middle of it, when those kind of things that happen all the time, because life happens like that all the time, come up, don't be afraid. It's a word from the Lord for us today. A word that God would give to us to prepare us, to help us. Don't be afraid. Listen to me. Again, this isn't doom and gloom. This is how life works. There's going to be a lot of things in the 361 days that are left that are going to have the potential to make you to be afraid. But don't be. Thus saith the Lord. Don't be afraid. Don't be terrified. Again, it's not doom and gloom, but there's going to be some terrifying things that you maybe have to experience. Lori could tell you of some terrifying visits to the hospital and some terrifying moments waiting for what the doctor had to say. Randy could tell you of some terrifying moments, how good it was to see them on the 22nd. Randy could tell you some terrifying moments that he's had over the course of the year, and his diagnosis, and then the treatment, and then all that happened because of it. A terrifying moments going to come up, but listen to the word of the Lord. Don't be terrified. There's going to be some things that come up that would make you feel inclined to panic. Have you had those? Can you think back if you're looking very specifically at 2019? Do you remember some event, some occasion where there's a panic that settled in your heart, a panic that settled in your mind and even your spirit, and you became anxious and, oh no, what am I going to do? And you were panicking because the bottom fell out and the trouble came and the turmoil and you were at wit's end and you didn't know what to do to fix and you panicked. You maybe remember. Listen to the word of the Lord this morning. Don't panic. Don't be intimidated. Can I share with you a few thoughts here? Don't fear where God takes you. Psalm 37, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. God has a place He wants you to be. Let's think of it in the context of this year. Today, we are January 5th. God has a destination for you to reach come December 31st. He wants to bring you to there, wherever there is for you. I have no idea what December 31st. I have no idea of all that God wants to do, all the places that God wants to, where He wants to bring you to come December 31st. Wherever there is, God wants to bring you there. And through the course of the year, He wants to guide you and lead you so that you get to that place. Let Him do that. Don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of the direction, the guiding, the leading that you receive from the Lord. Don't fear what God desires and determines to do in you and through you. I believe this. God has a plan for you this year. God wants to do something in you, and God wants to do something through you this year. I was thinking of it as we think of New Year's resolutions. It's what we do. We make our list, our resolution, the thing that we want to do more of, a determination to do that thing more, the thing we want to do less. We're going to do that less, or at least we're going to do it less than we've done in the past. I was thinking of it, though, maybe a bit silly. God has a New Year's resolution, and it includes you. God's saying, I want to do more of this in you. I want to do more of this in Denny. I want to do more of this in New Life. I want to do more of that through them. Don't be afraid to let Him. In Isaiah 43, I'm going to do a brand new thing. I want to encourage you this morning. I believe some of you need to hear it because you're not sure there's any brand new thing God can still do in you. I want to speak it specifically to some of you because if you were to be honest, the thing you're afraid of most in this room this morning is the brand new thing that God might do in you. God wants to do a brand new thing. Can I say it in the context of how we would think of it? God has a New Year's resolution to do a brand new thing in you. God wants to do a brand new thing through you. God wants to work in you like He's never worked before. Listen to me, because some of you need to hear it this way. God wants to baptize you with His Holy Spirit. So yes, you lift your voice in a heavenly language that the Spirit gives to you. God wants to anoint you so that you go with boldness and courage and strength. You don't call the pastor. You don't call the prayer chain. You go into the hospital room. You put your hands on the sick and say, in the name of Jesus, get up and be made whole. God wants to use you. God wants to do it through you. God wants to send you to your neighbor, not to say, hey, would you come to church so the pastor can tell you about Jesus, but that you can go in boldness, anointed by the Spirit of God, to say, hey, my friend, you need the Lord. Receive Him today as your Savior. God wants to do a brand new thing in you, through you. Don't be afraid to let Him. Don't fear what God asks of you. Don't fear the trouble, the testing. When the unexpected comes, don't be afraid. When the trouble comes in this world, you'll have trouble. Don't be afraid when it comes. Even this morning, I would take it a step further. Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 6, I tell you, do not worry. In Philippians chapter 4, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. This morning, can I encourage you in all that this new year will hold for you? More than just don't be afraid, we'll say this as well. Don't worry. I believe the word of the Lord for us this morning, He would have us to know. Listen to me. The blessing that is this. God lays before us this morning His word that we can take hold of, that would sustain us, that would help us, that would strengthen us. So listen now, so that we can live a fear-free, worry-free life. I think that if I were selling that, sort of as seen on TV, for $19.95, I'll even save you the shipping and handling. You can get your year's supply of this pill. You take it every morning. You'll have no worries. You'll have no fear. I think I would get your $19.95. This morning, it's no pill. It's the word from the Lord. That if you would take hold of it this morning, if you would receive it today, determined to live in it from this day forward, the promise for us, no fear. Come on now. That's good news. No fear. No fear because you're not going to go anything through anything that's going to be fearful. No. No, not at all. In this world, you're going to have trouble. There's going to be a lot that you go through that maybe has the potential to make fear rise up within you. But the word from the Lord this morning, don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. Don't panic. Don't be terrified. How about this? One more. Don't fear the attack of the enemy. It's going to be spiritual battles you're going to have to face. A new year, spiritually, it's really just more of the same. A devil that prowls around like a roaring lion seeking to devour you. A new year, spiritually, more of the same. A spiritual war that continues. A spiritual warfare that you're in the middle of. I think it's true. God has a plan for us. God has a place He wants to take us to. God has a new thing He wants to do in us, a brand new thing. So also it would be true, the devil has a plan to steal, kill, and destroy from you. To steal, kill, and destroy in you. And he's going to begin to work his plan in your relationships, in the workplace, wherever it is, because he wants to steal from you what God has given and what God's blessed. He wants to take from you the joy of the Lord would be your strength. He wants to take from you the peace of God that passes understanding. He wants you to be afraid. He wants you to live in fear. He wants you to live life intimidated. He wants you to live life terrified, panicking all the time. He has a plan to work that in your life. But still, there's this, the word of the Lord. Don't be afraid. It's not just don't be afraid, but in fact, it's this, be strong and courageous. Some translations, be brave, be bold, be determined and confident. Walk with sure steps. Be immovable, be unshakable. In Romans 4, we read this of Abraham related to his faith in believing God for a son. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed without weakening in his faith. He faced the fact his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 and that Sarah's womb was also dead, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he promised. Can I say it like this? Be brave, be bold, be determined, be confident. Don't be weakened in your faith. Don't waver through unbelief. Be fully persuaded that God is able and he has the power to do what he has promised you. I would say it like this morning, walk bravely, boldly, even into the unknown of this new year. Come on, dear believer, you have to determine this morning into the unknown. I'm not walking intimidated. I'm not walking shrunk back and I wonder what tomorrow. Oh no, I wonder what next month. No, no, no. I'm walking with boldness and confidence. I'm walking with courage and newfound strength because God is able to do what he has promised. Me, walk bravely, boldly, determined, confident, even into the battle with the enemy. Listen, I have to remind you this morning, he's a defeated enemy. He's already lost. Paul reminds us his weapons have been rendered powerless. He's got nothing he can throw at you because it's of no avail. It has no power. It has no strength. You are the victor. You are the conqueror through Christ Jesus. You know that the devil's around the corner. Then walk quicker to go meet him and bring defeat. Go walk quicker. Run to that battle, not cowering in fear. Oh no, a spiritual attack. Instead, oh yes, the opportunity for victory because God is able to do what he's promised. Walk with sure steps, immovable, unshakable, even into the trouble and testing. Don't let the testing, don't let the trouble knock you down. I'm telling you this morning, thus saith the Lord, the trouble, you don't have to let it knock you down. The trouble's still going to be trouble. The trouble's going to hurt. The trouble's going to be troublesome. But it doesn't have to knock you down. It doesn't have to make you waver in your faith or weaken in your unbelief. You don't have to let it do that to you. You can walk with boldness, with confidence, determined, immovable and unshakable, even in the midst of the trouble and the testing. Walk courageously, even as the Lord leads you into the new thing. Walk courageously with strong and sure steps, even to the new place that God's wanting to take you. Into the unknown that would be this year, don't be afraid. Be strong. Be courageous. And all of that because of this, the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The New Living says it this way, he'll neither fail me nor abandon me. The Message, he won't let me down. Know that. Settle that in your heart on this first Sunday of this new year. Establish that truth now today on this fifth day. Make it to be the foundation for the 361 still to come. The Lord my God is with me. Would you say it with me? The Lord my God is with me. Say it one more time. The Lord my God is with me. He goes ahead of me wherever I am, whatever I'm going through. He's right there with me. David says as much in Psalm 139. Lord, you've searched me. You know me. When I sit, when I rise, you perceive my thoughts. You discern my going, my lying down. You're familiar with my ways. Before a word's on my tongue, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you're there. Make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me and your right hand will hold me fast. Psalm 52, but this time you won't have to leave in a hurry. You won't have to rush away because the Lord will go ahead of you and lead you. The God of Israel will follow behind you and guard you. He goes before us and behind us. In the Psalms, he's the shade at our right hand. He's the rock upon which we stand. I like the way that one pastor puts it. God go before you to lead you. God go behind you to protect you. God go beneath you to support you. And God go beside you to befriend you. And he does, doesn't he? He surrounds us with the indescribable goodness and the immeasurable power of his presence. One writes, beginnings are watershed moments, the beginning of a new career, life in a new city, starting college, even the beginning of a new day, hour or minute, even a new year. Every new beginning is a step of faith because we don't know precisely what events will transpire. There could be trials and there could be triumphs. We don't know. But there is one thing we do know. In Christ, God is with us always. This is the promise of Emmanuel, God with us. Whatever new things you're experiencing, God is with you. In Genesis 28, Jacob has an experience with the Lord that leaves him simply saying this, "Surely the Lord is in this place." One author writes, we have constant access to God because of what Jesus did for us at the cross. He bridged heaven and earth, and by his death and resurrection, we're reconciled to God. We can say, surely the Lord is in this place. Even when we can't sense His presence, we know by faith He is near. I'm telling you, January 5th, 2020, surely the Lord is in this place. I'm telling you what tomorrow's going to look like. Monday, January 6th, surely the Lord is going to be in that place. And February 6th, and March 6th, and May 25th, and June 7th, surely the Lord is going to be in that place. He comes alongside to help us, and His presence carries us through every trial and trouble. Whether by feeling or by faith, don't doubt the nearness of God hovering around you and within you today and every day. God is with you. It's more than just that. In his book, Double Blessing, Mark Batterson writes, "Let me remind you of the latitude and longitude of God's blessing. At Bethlehem, He is God with us. At Calvary, He is God for us. And at Pentecost, He is God in us." No wonder then that don't be afraid. No wonder that don't be terrified. No wonder that don't panic and don't be intimidated. Don't even worry about anything, because God is with us. Even more than that, He's for us and He is in us. No wonder then that be strong and be courageous. Be brave and bold, determined and confident, because God is with us. Even more than that, He is for us and He is in us. He concludes, if you know God is with you no matter what, you can get through anything. If you know God is for you, you can overcome every obstacle in your way. And if you know God is in you, nothing can stop you. That's the blessing. God with us, God for us, God in us. Listen, I truly believe it's a word from the Lord today to help us, to prepare us, to strengthen us, to sustain us in all that the new year would hold for us. Don't be afraid. Be strong, be courageous, because God is with us and God is for us and God is in us. Hebrews chapter 13, God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence. Can I put it in the context of the message this morning? So we walk with confidence. We walk with boldness. We walk with determination and with newfound strength and courage. The Lord is my helper. You know it. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Just prior to our verse 6 of Deuteronomy 31, we read this. The Lord your God, in verse 3, will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. In verse 5 of Deuteronomy 31, the Lord will deliver them to you. I believe it this morning that not only does God's presence free us from fear, not only does it help us to walk in strength and courage, I believe as well it guarantees us the victory. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ. In Romans 8, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. I believe it this morning. Because of God's promise, which is God's presence, which is promised to us for every day of this new year. Because of Him, no fear. I don't know what the days will hold for you. I only know that thus saith the Lord. No fear. You don't have to be terrified. Nothing that you go through this year has reason or need to make you to panic. Pastor, you don't know what No, I don't know, but the God who's spoken this morning, He does. And He says to you, I know what you're going through, and I'm telling you at the front end of it all, you don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be terrified. You don't need to be intimidated. You don't need to panic. You can walk in strength and courage. But Pastor, what if it's my own cancer diagnosis? You can walk, listen to me, thus saith the Lord. You can walk in strength and courage. But Pastor, what if it's a finance? You can walk in strength and in courage. But Pastor, what if the relationship blows up? You can walk in strength and courage. Thus saith the Lord. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be terrified. You can be strengthened. You can be encouraged even in the very midst of whatever the trouble, whatever the turmoil happens to be. And in fact, you can walk in victory. I pray that every day of this year, you'll live like someone who's more than a conqueror, because you are. Into the unknown of the new year, a word from the Lord. I believe it. Thus saith the Lord, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or terrified. For the Lord, your God, goes with you. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Take hold of that word. Maybe even it would be that every day of this new year you would remember that. Write it down. Underline it in your Bible. Put it on a card, that magnet to your fridge. Put it somewhere even in your car where you're always seeing it. Maybe on the mirror, so that you would even begin every day declaring it, so that every day really you might live in it. Don't be afraid to talk to yourself. Don't be afraid to get a hold of yourself. Self, I'm not going to be afraid. I know there's the doctor's appointment. I know the boss wants to see me, and the rumor is that the jobs are being cut, and I got a feeling mine's next to go. Self, we're not going to be afraid. Not today, not any day. We're going to be strong and courageous. We're going to be bold, because the Lord my God is with me. I don't go in the doctor's office alone. Jehovah Rapha, my healer, goes with me. I don't go to visit the boss on my own. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, he goes with me. Wherever I am, he's above me, he's beneath me, he's before me, he's behind me, he's to my right, to my left. He surrounds me with his goodness and his grace, his power. He's for me, he's with me, he's in me. And because he is, I have the victory. I am more than a conqueror. Don't be afraid to wake yourself up tomorrow morning. I have the victory. I'm more than a conqueror. Sometimes you might lie yourself down in bed feeling more defeated than not. Maybe it's then that you would be best served to speak to yourself. Self, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I don't care how the day went or looked. I do have the victory in him. Because you do. And you are, because the God of heaven and earth, he is with you, he is for you, and he is in you. You have the victory. I don't know what the year holds, but listen to me. Thus saith the Lord, in Jesus, you have the victory. You are more than a conqueror. You can be strong and courageous. You don't have to be afraid. Father, we receive your word this morning. Come on, would you just receive the word of the Lord? I don't even know how you do that. I don't know what to tell you right now as it relates to doing that, but I just want you to receive. Maybe you just agree. Yes, yes, this is a word from the Lord. Maybe right now, even in the midst of prayer, you would make a note. This is a word from the Lord. January 5th, 2020, the Lord spoke to me. He spoke to all of us, but he spoke to me very specifically. I don't have to be afraid. I can be strong and courageous because God is with me, for me, and in me always. Receive the word of the Lord this morning. Say yes this morning to the word of the Lord. Father, we have no idea the troubles that await us. We have no idea the triumph lives that are ahead of us. But we determine today we will live 2020 on your word. Very specifically, we will live it on this word that we have heard here today. We will not forget what we've heard this morning. And when the trouble comes, when the triumphs come, when the job is compromised, when the relationship is threatened, when health falls apart, when there's the unexpected blessing, when there's the unexpected promotion, it doesn't matter, mountaintop or valley, we will live on this, we will live in this. I don't need to be afraid. I can be strong. I can be courageous because the Lord my God is with me. Father, we receive that word today. We're going to need the help of your Spirit to live it tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, a month from now. We're going to need the help of your Spirit to remind us of it. We're going to need the help of your Spirit to help us live in it. So, Holy Spirit, would you even now begin to do that? Would you begin to seal this word in our hearts, in our minds? May it be the first thing on our lips in the morning. May it be the last thing on our lips at night. Not going to be afraid. Strong and courageous. God's with me.